me love. This is our song of praise to you.
Amen. Once again, welcome to New Song Community Church. We are so happy to have you here on this lovely Sunday morning. Yes, it's the last weekend of the summer. You could have gone so many different places, but the fact that you came to worship with us is so amazing to us, and God loves it too, just worshiping Him, and we are so thankful this morning. And so let's continue praising Him with this next song every day. It's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord.
What say, Lord, it's you who give me life, and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now. You have saved me, Lord. I give all that I am to you. Every day I can be alive that shines your name. Every day, Lord, I learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I might come to know you more, and you guide me in every single step I take back. Every day I can be a light unto the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord.
It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day.
It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day.
Every day.
Every day. It's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. Every day. It's you I live for. Every day I'll follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord. It's you I live for. Every day live for every day. It's you I live for every day.
Woo! Amen. Wow. Woo. There's power in that song. All right. Can I get an amen for that? Amen. Woo. Amen. Oh, let's just continue praising the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands.
Let's hear everyone.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and it is rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown.
One more time.
Rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and it is rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and together we sing.
Let's hear it.
Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Ooh, amen.
Of glory.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
this last song, we're about to hear from one of our great young adults in this community, Chris Donahue, coming up very shortly, and he has a great word to speak about love. And we've talked about love so many times, but that's because God is love. So why not? And it's so amazing seeing his love, and we just want to sing praise to him. And I had this verse on my heart 2 days ago. I heard this verse, and it kind of puts love in like three key parts that you want to keep on your heart. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now, the goal of our instruction in love is that it comes from love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. It's so much of that, but it's all from the heart, and it pours into all of us as we sing praise. So as we sing this song that many of you know, think of something that maybe you want to give up to God, something that you may have been holding back. Maybe it's someone who you have a relationship with that you know, you may not be close with. For example, my younger brother, I've been kind of hard in my heart lately because, I don't know, I just, sometimes it's hard for us to come together. And I have to tell God, like, God, like, could you just free my heart? And for that to be our prayer is just so amazing. God will do so much in your life. And this is our singing to him, that he'll hear us in our deepest cries for his love to fill us. And it always fills us. So let's sing this song, How He Loves. He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree
bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Yeah, and we are his portion, and he is our price. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like an offers and kiss. My heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yeah, yes, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring Chris up to the front. Chris helps me, he heads up the young adults group within the church, which is actually the fastest growing group within the church. And it's an envy of a lot of pastors in the community because what tends to happen when kids leave high school, they just drop off the radar. And for some reason, it's the opposite here, and he's going to explain this later on. It's just really cool. So can I introduce you to Chris? This is this good-looking guy. Come on. Do you want to start? Bless you, buddy.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? So a little bit about me. Like Pastor Jeff said, I do lead the young adults group here, which they are fantastic and have taught me so much. In what, the 5 months we've been doing it? Before then, I did the worship group. I led the worship group for a few years. I think I've been in this church for about 5 or 6. But I definitely want to start by opening up in prayer, because I think I want to give this to God, and hopefully he can speak through me so that it's not me talking, but him. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you that you've given me this opportunity to come up here and talk. Lord, I pray that by the end of this, people can feel value in themselves, feel that they were here for a purpose, that they are loved by everyone, by you. Lord, I pray that we can take the love that we get at this church, this wonderful community, and we can go out and make a big difference in our family's life, in our community's life, whether we're at work, whether we're just having a family night. Lord, please be with us. Teach us. Help us learn from the ones around us. Help us grow as a community. In your mighty name, amen. I want to open up with a verse here. This is from Proverbs 3, 3 through 4. Proverbs is by far my favorite book in the Bible. It says this, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." And again, this is love and faithfulness. "Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." So if that's the same, we're actually leaving this up through the duration of this, because I think this verse is just a good one to contemplate on. Love and faithfulness. In my opinion, I think they're the biggest part of the Bible you could possibly imagine. What I'm focusing on today, focusing on love. Love for your community and love for people. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, "Do everything in love." I think that's what I'm going to start by doing, because I want to open up with a thank you. I want to say thank you, everyone, for being here, for being in those seats. And whether you know it or not, you're doing such a massive thing for your community. You're making such a huge change, and I'm going to show you why. Because by being in those seats, by waking up every morning in your pajamas, you're tired, long day at work, right? And you actually get up and you go to church, you're building a body where people can come to learn. And that the people are really suffering, and they could be sitting right next to you. Because most people who suffer, they smile to cover it up. Those people who are suffering have a place to come to. You're creating a group, a worship group, youth group here. If you weren't here in those seats today, we wouldn't exist. We'd be around with our high school, college friends, after college friends, partying, drinking, doing something stupid. I still do things stupid, not in that aspect. But what I want to do is I want to show you just how much you mean to me and how much you mean to this group by just being there. At the very base, just being here. I'd like to bring up our youth team. Now, this isn't everyone. We had some people going to college. Some people are dealing with some personal business right now. But let's bring up the team real quick. And what I'd really like is for each and every one of us to just share how this church has made such a massive difference in our life. Because right now, we go out, they go to community events, outings, they meet together, they play together, they've got a friendship, right? Something that actually means something. And that's the goal of our church here, is to have a community. And the wonderful thing is we have a community here. So let's have them talk and share a little bit. You're going first, Jack. You're going to love this. Feel my pain.
All right. Well, what can I say about this group? For me, even just from like a leadership standpoint, just a friendship, just I guess everything. These guys are everything for me. I've learned so much in love. So everything's in love with this group. And, you know, things that you don't expect to see happen, you know, and they come up, and just being able to work through so many things with this group has just grown myself, and just, I don't know, it's just all in love. It's just a beautiful thing. I've never, couldn't ask God for anything like this, and you know, he's blessed me with something beautiful. And, you know, it's a new season. And we're still all together, and, you know, God brings these new seasons to us that we don't know what's going to happen, but we can just lean on him, and just this group is just his image. It's beautiful.
So, So not only are these guys so musically talented, they also have many hidden talents, like, you know, bird noises and accents. No, but in all seriousness, I think what this group is so strong in is just having that kid-like love. And what I mean is not just immaturity. That's not what I mean. Not that side, but I mean maybe a little, but no, seriously, the love that you guys have for each other is just incredible. It's just unconditional. And I'm so thankful to be a part of that group, you know, coming either Tuesday nights or Sunday mornings with you guys, you know, after a long work week. So many worldly things really can get in the way, and just coming back together as a community is really beautiful.
So, I'm sure all of you here have gone to school or have been in school at one point in time, and it's kind of, especially high school, it gets really hard. There's a lot of ways the devil can get in. There's a lot of ways he can trick you and kind of like corrupt your life. And I honestly can say that if I didn't have this group of people, I don't know where I'd be right now. And it's like people talk behind each other's back. They're like rude to each other. It's awful. And coming here, it's so weird because they actually love you. And it was so confusing to me at the beginning. I'm like, wow, people like actually can care. And like, it was just a light that I've never really seen before. And it was beautiful and amazing. And these people are my family. And I can't even imagine losing them. And I know one day we're all going to grow up and like separate, but I hope we can still stay together no matter what. And I love them all.
I don't even really know how to describe like everything that this group does for me. These guys are my best friends. They're the people that I go to with every one of my problems. My dad has multiple times actually brought up to me that he's so happy that I'm with these guys, because when I'm out at night until like 2:30 in the morning or something like that, and he doesn't know where I am, he doesn't get that worried. But really, it's just great because I get to go to these guys with everything that happens in my life, and I can completely confide in them, like every one of my emotions, everything that is like getting me down, and they just bring me up. There's nothing bad, nothing negative, nothing at all, which really, really helps me a lot. I really don't know what I would do without these guys. Like, I just need this and the Tuesday worship night sessions to just get me along in my week, you know? It's undescribable, really, the amount that these guys affect me.
Okay, oh gosh, it's my turn. The one thing that my dad has always said about New Song to anybody who ever comes is that New Song is a family. This group is like the definition of family.
Dysfunctional family.
Every family is dysfunctional in its own way. But the thing that I love about this group is that we are a family. And I've told everybody that there is nothing that they could ever do or say that would make me love them any less. And I think that love that we have for each other just brings people in. I think people see that. And we're constantly growing closer to each other. And even when we don't necessarily get to see each other every week, which I'll admit last week it was a little hard because I didn't get to see everybody. But we come back together, and it's just the love that you feel is just there. And I mean, when a few years ago we didn't have this group, I was probably one of the few young adults that was still coming to the church on a regular basis. And the one thing that I wanted was to see a young adult group to see a youth group back again where we had people coming together. We had people growing closer to God in the church. And thanks to Chris and PG, that has kind of become a reality. And I'm just excited to see where else it goes and to see how our family continues to grow, because it is. It's constantly growing, and we're getting more people. Everyone's growing up and going off to school and getting taller, which not sure how I feel about that, but so that's, I mean, when I describe this group, this is a family. New Song's a family, and this is just our own kind of little family. Yes. I was cruising in the Bahamas. I was at Atlantis on Sunday. Believe it or not, I was. I was wishing that they were down there with me. So, yeah.
So everything I want to say has already been said by these wonderful people up here. But just to say it again in my own words, school is stressful with college exams and applications, AP testing. This place is just like a great place to kind of recharge my batteries. My dad's over there going like, what's studying? But again, this is like a great place to just sit down, relax. There's no drama, very little drama. There's a little bit of drama, but it's a great place to relax and just hang out with really good friends.
So, I'm so loud. This was my church that I didn't really think about much when I was looking for a church. I came out of college. I went to UMass Amherst, and I had a real tight family there, and I needed the same thing. I'm like, I need a church family. I need a place where I feel people can help boost, like, recharge my battery, help, like, correct me. Like, I get it if I'm wrong. Like, I want people to correct me, and I want people to look out for me and love me. And I want to love people back, because that's what Christ calls us to do. And I couldn't really find that church. And then when I walked into New Song, I just felt it, you know? Like, people were just there for you. And this group is the tightest group I've ever been a part of. And I've been looking for this. Like, this is the best thing I've ever come across. Like, really?
This group is kind of like our, I don't know how to pronounce it, Cave of Adullam. Adullam, yeah, it's a refuge. We can just come to any one of these guys with our problems, our secrets, fears, and just let it all out, and we can get together, play Smash, jam, and then just have a real bro-to-bro session and just explain our feelings, and it's a real nice group to have. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Hello. All right. I guess the thing that strikes me most about this group is just the feeling of community. You know, like, I think about, like, church and, like, what it's all about. Like, why do you come to church on a Sunday, you know? And it's like, you know, if everyone just came in and, like, just watched the pastor, you know, someone comes up there, tells you, you know, how, like, information about the Bible, and then you go home. Like, I could do that myself, you know? I could open up the Bible and I could follow everything, and I wouldn't need anyone else, you know, like my own little cave. But it's more than that. That's what, like, church is about. It's about community. It's about going to a place where other people love you, you know? It's about going to a place and loving other people, you know? And I think that's just so important, so that when that new person walks through that door and they just have that, they just have those burdens, those problems, those struggles in their life, you know? You are there to love them, you know? I think it should all be about love, and I see that so much in this group. And I just, every Tuesday, just it's just that rewinding, just going to a place where you don't have to worry about the way you act or how you speak, you know? You don't have to worry about screwing something up or impressing somebody, you know? It's so different from high school, and, like, to have this positive influence in my life is just so important to me, as it is to everyone else. So, thank you. Yeah.
Kevin!
Speech!
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. I also just want to thank Adele and Kevin for everything that they do with the young adults. Adele has brought us to numerous locations out of the goodness of her heart, and she's been a big part of this group growing as well. So, yeah.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Notice how everyone there was building everyone else up, making them feel good about themselves, making everyone else feel valued, right? It's like a community on steroids. It's wonderful. I couldn't ask for anything more in my whole life to have these friends here to confide in, to learn from, and to help. It's the best way to love and be loved on, and it's unconditional love, which is the most beautiful kind of love. So, speaking of love, I want to talk about how I came to God when I was in high school, and my walk, and how love really gave me that revelation I needed to be a Christian and to start walking in faith, not in what I knew here, but what I felt here. When I was in high school, I was really dumb. I made so many mistakes. I went out, I hung out with friends who were bad influences. I partied. I did stupid things. And God knew I was doing stupid things. He was watching the whole time. So he decided to pick up a 2x4 and just hit me right over the head. And I mean hard. I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but some really bad things happened because of my stupidity. I went into crippling depression, horrible anxiety for over 4 years. So anyone here who's been through that, been through depression and stress, you know what I feel like, you know what I felt. And it was a really rough place to be. I remember waking up every night, almost every night, 2 o'clock in the morning, just sweating and crying and shaking. Didn't know why, just nothing but fear. And I remember so many times, there were times I wanted to kill myself. Wasn't a good time in my life. But I remember this one night, I was sitting there and I really had nothing. Everything was negative. The devil was just clawing at me. And I remember thinking, what's meaningful in my life? Why am I even alive? What's the point of existing? And these are like those questions that run through your mind when you're going through those rough times. I remember looking back, and I'm just thinking, what really meant something to me? And a few thoughts came up into my mind. One of them was this time I was really young. I don't know how young, really young though. Ask them. I can remember a bit in the past, I think. But I remember being really young, woke up in the morning, summertime, light shining through my window, and I smelled pancakes. That, by the way, I'm in my house. Pancakes were a rarity back then. It was like gold, right? So if you smelled pancakes, it was going to be a good day. Really good day. So I sprinted. I fell down the stairs. Doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm all good. Go into the kitchen and I see my mom. She's got her apron on. She's cooking pancakes for me. I just remember seeing her look at me. Just seeing the love. How much she cared. And God, in a time when I'm really in a bad spot, to look back on that, God, it made me realize there is something to be alive for. I remember another example. This was over a long period of time. My dad, he took me to karate for over 5 years. And I remember, and I didn't think about it like this at the time, I remember I'd go there 2 hours, 4 days a week, that's a total of 8 hours. He would drive me after work and sit. Just sit down and watch me for 2 hours, 4 days a week. And this is after a full day of work. This is after being tired, being exhausted. All of the troubles in his life didn't matter because he was there for me. And I remember I'd just sit there, and I wouldn't notice it like that. I'd just be there with my dad and think, oh my gosh, this is the best. This is the best time ever. And looking back, I realized just how much he sacrificed, how my mom sacrificed for me. And it wasn't conditional love, because I was a jerk. They loved me unconditional. There was no, I want something in return. It was just because they had that love of God inside of their hearts, that they were changed inside out when they were baptized, to have that love of God in their heart. And so I'm thinking, in that moment in time when everything's falling down around me, worst time of my life, those moments were what got me to realize, you know what? The reason why I'm alive is because of love. Is the best times of my life were when someone loved on me, or when I loved on somebody else. And then I opened up. I needed something. I remember, you know, my parents raised me Christian, but I never really knew God. I never really knew that he existed. I thought that he was just a foreign thing. Wasn't part of my life. But I remember opening up my Bible and opening up Matthew. And that night, I read the whole book of Matthew. And I remember after it, I realized, oh my gosh, Jesus spent his whole life loving people, caring for people. He loved people so much that he was willing to get crucified to get across that point, to teach us how to love, to show us the way to love. And I think it was the perfect symbolism, because he didn't die for glory. People spat on him before he died. He didn't live for people to love him. Trust me, there were a lot of people. The Pharisees hated him. He lived for one purpose, and that was to give unconditional love to his community and start a revolution, something so beautiful that it carries on to today, which is wonderful. Just a few things came out to me. These are from different verses, but I'm going to read them anyway. John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. John 15:12, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Pharisees came to him and asked him, what are the greatest of the commandments? He said, love your God and love your neighbor. The biggest commandments in the Bible to live your life is to love people. And these people here taught me a lot about love. It's wonderful how people can teach you. Oh my gosh, the elders of this church have taught me so much. I cannot even begin to explain how much I appreciate them. But why am I saying this? Because I'm tangenting a little bit. I'm in that moment. I'm thinking back on my life. In my experience, the things that were worth it was love. In the Bible, its whole teaching is based on love. And it was the first revelation for me, where I actually had some sort of connection between this book and my life. It was like God sparked something, like a fire, and I couldn't explain it, but all of a sudden I was thirsty, and I needed more. I needed to understand how to love, right? Because I wanted to love people for a long time. I didn't know how, because it was up here, and it wasn't here. And so it was the first spark, and I said, you know what? I don't understand why we do the things we do as a Christian. I don't understand God. I don't understand. I don't even know if God is there. But I'm going to walk out on faith, because I need that connection with my God. I need to find out more about him. And our religion is a revealing religion, right? So it's not that you walk into being a Christian like, I know God. He's my best bud. Right? Sometimes you're in a bad place when you start. But when you walk out on faith, God shows himself to you. A perfect verse for this. 1 John 4 through 12 says, no one's ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Powerful verse, right? Powerful verse. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete. And that's exactly what happened. The minute I started living out on faith was the minute God started showing himself into me. The people who were broken, who were really going through troubles, you no longer saw them as someone who was struggling and was a bad person. You saw right to their core, and they were beautiful. And you saw people differently. You lived differently. You loved differently. And God started giving me those revelations every time I walked out on faith. So much to the fact, a couple years down the road, I feel God. I know God. I'm with God. And people in the audience, the experienced elders of this group, know. And I feel that with you. Like, you just know. You know. You know. And it's so amazing to have that relationship. To just have that knowing that he's there, that he's watching out for you. And it makes you bolder. Like, you want to go out on faith. You want to just do it because you know he's going to take care of you. So, for me, I just want to end with three main points, because we all have love, and we know how to love, we know the Bible, but it never penetrates here. And really, what good is it if it's up in your brain and not in your heart? Right? What happens? Like, does it reflect in our lives? Does it change us? Does it make us into children of God? Do we have Jesus in our heart? And for me, and this is not me, I didn't come up with this. This is from the Bible, and this is from the people in my life who have made such a massive difference, like this guy, right? Like my parents, like Mr. Laranjo over here, best guy ever, he's so good. First, how do you love on people? Well, number one, I want to say love by building them up. How often, you know, and this is out of love, I get it, but constructive criticism, criticizing people. You know what? I don't think you did that right. Let me show you how to do it right. Let me show you how much I know, right? It's a brain game, right? I'm going to tell you how to change. But that's the thing. It's like most of the time you're talking to people. That wasn't you, Pastor Jeff. He, by the way, is the one who taught me this. So it's, I just like his accent. And I've been practicing. David. 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 You start with a T. That's the trick. David. His name's David. But you love by building people up, right? Hey, you know what? Did you lose weight? Hey, you know, you're a really nice person. I really like what you just did. Thank you so much for coming here. You know, it must have been a challenge to get up in the morning, right? Build on people's strengths. Everyone has a strength. Everyone has something beautiful about them that God uses, whether they know it or they don't. Build on it. Because I find that the hardest way to act love is with criticism. Because it's the most delicate thing. Because you're dealing with broken people. People who hate pieces of themselves. They don't like themselves. And you're just building on. You're like, you know what? Let me tell you something else you're not good at. Right? So, build people up. Build them up. A good verse for this. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. Key point, does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking or angered, and it keeps no records of wrongs. I really think the point there is dishonored, right? People have integrity for themselves, and they rightly should. They should love themselves. And when you hit at the core of someone, you'll break them. And people are fragile sometimes. I'm fragile. You say something about me, I'll be like, wah! So, second one here. Love by giving your time, right? Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Key word. Bearing with one another in love. Patience, right? How patient do you have to be to get into your car, go to help someone out, do the dishes? Thank you, David, very much for doing the dishes. Right? I know, right? Sarah's like, you don't do the dishes, Chris. So. But yeah, Give your time, right? Love oftentimes is best seen not through our words, but through our actions. That's why I love this group so much. They act. They're young and they act. They do something. You see them changing. I mean, amazing change. It's beautiful. So love by giving your time. And last but not least here, and this one is a weird one, love by forgiving. Now, everyone here, like, the minute I said forgiving, they defaulted to, like, this thing in their brain. They're like, oh, I know forgiving. I understand it. It's there. I'll tell you the definition of forgiving. I find that this is the hardest one for me because it's something more than just forgiving. We normally think of forgiveness like, oh, that guy robbed me. I hate him. Need to forgive him, right? The big ones. Someone really hurt me when I was a kid. Something really bad happened. But I need to forgive them. And it's hard, right? The big, big forgiveness. But for me, I find the hardest ones are when you love on someone, right? Hey, you know, how you doing? You having a good day? And they're having a horrible day. And they're like, oh, get away from me. You don't want to talk to me. And it's almost like they just attack your heart, right? Have you ever tried to love on someone and then they gave you nothing but harshness in return? Who's had that before, right? You love someone and then they'll gossip about you. You love someone and they'll say like, you know, you need to change, not me. Sometimes that patience in forgiving that they're attacking with the moment, you know it, you feel it. You've got to forgive that and realize, hey, you know what? I'm not loving you to get loved back. This is unconditional love. I'm loving you, and I'm expecting nothing back. You could punch me. Ask PG about the story when his brother, good story. But I love you, and I don't expect anything back. And that's the most beautiful part of love. Just a few things I want to say, and then I'm going to wrap up here. First off, I think John Leopold, he's not in the audience right now, but when he came up here and gave his sermon not too long ago, I remember him saying something that really stuck out to me. He's like, you know what? Sometimes me and my wife, we get in an argument. We fight. And we go to bed mad at each other sometimes. But you know what? In the morning, I wake up, and I'll make her some coffee before I go to work. Such a small thing. God doesn't mean so much because it's symbolism. It says something. You know what? I'm mad at you, but I still love you, and I'm still willing to give you all my love. I thought that was beautiful. One more thing with PG here. PG knows we are both coffee addicts. We both love coffee. Now, every single Wednesday, and notice both of my examples are about coffee. Every Wednesday, he takes me out just to Starbucks at Barnes & Noble's. We sit down and talk, and he buys me a coffee. I'm not poor. I don't need the coffee. God, I have too many cups of coffee. I don't need it. But PG gives it to me because he loves me. Because he wants to develop me. He wants to help me. And I don't give him anything back. Right? It's unconditional. And the first thing that comes out of his mouth every time is not, let me tell you about my day, Chris. It's, hey, how are you doing? Tell me about you. Let me help you. This guy right here, and I just want a headline. His magic is behind the scenes. For anyone who knows what I'm talking about, he is the biggest lover you'll ever meet. He loves, he cares, and that is the fundamentals of our religion. That's the reason why I'm still at this church, right? Is because of love. So if I can have you walk away with three things here, and one more thing. Guys, love by building people up. Make them feel good about themselves. Because people here, we're oftentimes ashamed of everything. We don't want to talk about ourselves. Build them up. Make them feel good so that they'll recognize the bad and be okay to cope with it. Second, love by giving your time. That's the most valuable thing you have here on earth, is your time. And God let you borrow that body, right? Use it for something. Give your time. And finally, forgive when someone attacks you back when you love them, right? Forgive when someone's having a bad day and they lash out at you. Last but not least, guys, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you guys could come up here one more time. Come here. Form a line.
Should I give him
that? Yeah, yeah, jump in. We want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for sitting in those seats, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this community. We wouldn't have this fellowship. Thank you so much. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for these blessed people, these people who are saved and are loved and are beautiful on the inside. Beautiful on the inside. Lord, please, as we walk out, let us have that love, that care for our community, our friends, our family. Thank you for giving us the patience required to change, because it takes time and we all struggle. I struggle. But Lord, thank you so much that we have value in ourselves. In your mighty name, and God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.